Why do scientists claim we are alone? There are two sides to every story. This is a famous saying which is yet to be disproven. Take the existence of extraterrestrials and what we have been seeing in the sky, for example. Many people believe aliens exist, and quite a few have said they have seen them either by being abducted or by meeting them on Earth. There are those who just don't believe in extraterrestrials and ignore everything which is going on and come out with articles on why there are no aliens. I might have agreed with them decades ago, but all this has changed as far as I am concerned and many others. An article has come out talking about the Great Silence and totally ignoring all the things which happened in our skies in the last 75 years or so. It assumes the Drake equation is wrong. That assumed there were so many planets in the universe there had to be others with life. Two scientists are saying that equation did not take into consideration continents and oceans being needed, along with plate tectonics operating for at least 500 million years. I can't help but think they are blinded by using the Earth as the must-have example of what is absolutely needed for life to appear. Just because Earth is the only example of life we can study right now, it seems to be foolhardy to say every other planet must be exactly like ours before life can appear. Even if we never saw a UAP or extraterrestrials were never seen, this would still be a big blunder. It assumes all life would probably be the same as life here, which is the height of foolishness. What it indicates to me is medieval thinking. Who is to say what life might need to exist if it was different from ours? For all we know, life in other places might not even be carbon-based or have evolved into a sort of plasma. People and astronauts who have claimed to have seen extraterrestrials have described several different types of beings. The most popular sightings are of small gray beings with large black eyes. The problem with them is we really don't know if they are alive in the human sense. Many people who saw them claim they were more like robots, and were entirely unemotional, but who is to say for sure emotions must be present in all intelligent life? Beings who look like us are said to even be living on Earth. They are tall and Nordic looking, with blonde hair and light skin. It has been said we would never know they weren't human if we met them. There is an interesting story about them told by a former soldier who worked with the weather department of his unit. He claimed he was assigned to a base where these beings lived on Earth, and every day he would go out and launch a weather balloon and the alien children would follow him and watch, but the adults would have nothing to do with him. There are also humans who are said to be with aliens on some of the ships which abduct people for experimentation. We don't know if they are from Earth or some other planets with human populations, because we might not be as unique as we think. There is also a theory which states humans have been on Earth far longer than suspected and even became more advanced than we are today. It is thought they may have populated other planets. The theory states they were wiped out in a war, probably by the lizard aliens. Lizard aliens are better known as the reptilians. Many different sources say they hate humans and may be held back from hurting us by some United Nations type organization coming to visit Earth. There has been some talk which states they look upon us as food. Some say they can take human form, and they have gotten into some, or all, governments of the world. There is even a suspicion they are somehow behind all the wars on this planet. Because I have mentioned the Greys, I also have to mention some abductees have said they have encountered tall Greys. Whether these beings are from the same society as the small Greys is unknown. But sometimes it has been said the small greys have taken orders from the tall ones. Sometimes it has also been reported other aliens had been seen which were in charge of the small greys. Could it be they are sort of a slave race, or a lower caste? On the other hand, if they are biological robots, many aliens might use them. To me, one of the most fascinating aliens which were reported several times are the mantis beings. It seems they developed along some line of insects. They are said to be peaceful and very smart. There are many different theories about them. One states they could have developed on Earth before humans. They seem to be very interested in abduction and have been reported being present when this happened. There is also the idea they come from the Draco system and could be allies of the reptilians. It is strange to think of insects evolving into intelligent creatures, but many are very smart for their size. Take ants, for example, which are proficient at farming and even help their wounded brethren. An ant brain has only about 250,000 neurons, while a human one has 86 billion. When the space shuttle was being used, an astronaut met with an alien in the shuttle bay while the shuttle was in orbit. The alien was very tall, perhaps about 8 feet, and while wearing a space suit, it had no visible air tanks or attachments of any kind. We know about the meeting because it was seen by whistleblowers at NASA on a monitor. What we do not know is what the alien looked like. Was it one of the ones I already described? Probably not, because it was too tall. As far as seeing extraterrestrials go, there were also the giant plasma beings, which were seen by 6 different cosmonauts from their space station. They were said to be very tall and all had wings. When the first crew of 3 reported seeing them, a second crew of 3 cosmonauts were also set up, and they saw the aliens floating outside the space station before the aliens disappeared. So, you see, when scientists say we are alone, they have much to disregard, because it just doesn't fit their narrative.